we have an update on some of the biggest tours out. I catch up with my girl Shinsia at Coachella. We check out some hot fashion in the desert. We run down the top songs trending on Twitter, and Peso Pluma teaches us some of his favorite slang. Hey guys, I'm Tetris Kelly, and this is Billboard News. It's Tuesday, April 25th, and today's show is full of interviews. We hung out with some of the best at Coachella.
We're at Coachella.
Yes.
So what's the vibe like? What we bring into the desert this year?
Oh my God. I'm here to surprise even myself. Last year, I came as a patron, and now this year, I'm performing. I did not see it coming. That girl freaky, freaky, freaky. That
girl freaky, freaky, freaky. So tell me about that experience. How was it to be like visiting versus when you're performing this year? I'm sure like
I
it's
had
changed
more fun
it up.
Last year. This year is like I ain't got time to play games.
Because I mean we're at a party now, but you like you also gotta perform.
Yeah, it's still work, you know. So I'm still trying to get my name even out there even more. So I don't complain.
I love it. And I love when you bring people up on stage. So tell me, like, what inspired that? How has it been? Because you'll bring somebody on stage and they'll be like, also pick your man.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious.
Because I like when they feel engaged, you know. I don't want people to just look at my performance and be like, oh, just in awe. I want them to feel like they're a part of the performance. And that's what matters to me when I'm on stage. I want people to feel like, yo, they're actually enjoying themselves and vibing with me, like, spiritually.
For the full interview, hit billboard.com. Tour season is in full swing, but some of your faves are having a rough time out on the road. Morgan Wallen cancels a show last minute, and it's not the only one. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. Morgan Wallen canceled his concert in Mississippi over the weekend, mere minutes before he was set to take the stage. Fans got a message at the venue that said he had lost his voice and that they would receive a refund for the show. Morgan went on to tell fans that his doctor put him on vocal rest, forcing him to reschedule his next three shows. But he's not the only one with medical problems on tour. Taylor Swift took to Insta to thank fans for their support on tour and explain why she had her hand bandaged up during a recent show. She said, "For those asking how I cut my hand, I'm totally fine and it was my fault completely. Tripped on my dress hem and fell in the dark backstage while running to a quick change. Braced my fall with my palm. It was all very Mercury and retrograde coded. Don't worry about me, I'm good." Thank God, because she's got so many more 3-hour shows to do. The show must go on. And it looks like it's going to go on and on for Drake. He added a dozen more days to his upcoming It's All a Blur tour with 21 Savage, bringing the total number of shows to 54. Now let's see what you guys have been talking about on Twitter. Latto's newest track makes its debut at the top of Hot Trending Songs. I done it all, feel like shot it low. Left it to the pain, but shit is not a joke. Latto is back with a new track, Put It On The Floor, and it debuts at number 1 on Billboard's Hot Trending Songs chart powered by Twitter for the chart dated April 29th. Put It On The Floor dropped on April 21st and is Latto's first Hot Trending Songs chart topper. Way to go, girl! Grupo Frontera and Bad Bunny's new collaboration, Un Porciento, comes in at number 2. The duet was released on April 17th and quickly shot towards the top of multiple Billboard charts. Plus music from Stray Kids, Salman Khan, and Devi Shri Prasad, and Drake round out the top 5. When I'm with her, my heart it beats. Billboard's Hot Trending Songs chart powered by Twitter tracks global music-related trends and conversations in real time across Twitter, viewable over the last 24 hours or past 7 days. And I think I have a new buddy in Peso Pluma. Wait till you hear him talk his slang, you'll be just as obsessed.
Hi guys, I'm Peso Pluma. I'm from Guadalajara, and the group from Culiacan, and this is our slang. I think one word, it can be que perro, that is like, oh, that's cool. Another word can be chaca, that's more cool, that's even cooler. And plebes, that's my guys, that's my team. So those are some of the words that we use.
That's it for today. Come back tomorrow for interviews with Baby Tate, Sweetie, and more. This is Billboard News.